Join us on The Path to Independence, an informative series hosted by Joanna Maxwell that takes a look at the stories of everyday people choosing to live life on their own terms. Hear it at 2gb.com/path to independence.
Malcolm Turnbull's refugee deal is looking shakier by the day. The PM has secured a deal with the Obama administration for America to take an unspecified number of refugees from Manus Island and Nauru. Well, today we find out that Indonesia is warning the deal could provide incentive to people smugglers. Well, hello, how obvious was that? It's the first thing anyone thought of when they heard this deal. I thought the whole idea of taking the sugar off the table was so there wasn't an incentive to go to a first world country. Well, if you're sending people from Nauru or Manus Island to America, wouldn't that be an incentive to the people smugglers to say, well, I'll send you on a boat to Australia and you'll probably end up in the US of A? And that point was made by many yesterday on the program, including Richo and Bolt during our Big Gun segment. The Australian newspaper has spoken to a senior Indonesian police commissioner who says the resettlement deal would encourage people smugglers to revive their trade. They'll sell the idea that if you try to get to Australia by boat, you'll get a ticket to the US. But that's not the only problem. There's also the Trump factor. Malcolm Turnbull made this deal with President Obama. But in January, Obama's out of office and Donald Trump will be sitting there in the Oval Office. Do you think Donald Trump will want to take our rejected refugees? Because that's what they are. They're refugees that have been rejected by Australia, refugees who are predominantly from the Middle East. Do you think that fits in with the kind of rhetoric that Donald Trump has been sharing with the American people during this last election campaign? Do you think one of his first decisions on January 20 will be to accept Australia's rejects as far as refugees go? I don't think so. A prominent US anti-immigration think tank has come out warning that this deal will be dead on arrival. The executive director of the influential Center for Immigration Studies in Washington says this is the kind of thing that the Trump administration will nix on day one. Well, Malcolm Turnbull's been cooking this up for a long time. He insisted on keeping the details quiet, but the one thing he didn't imagine happening was Hillary Clinton losing the election. The big problem now is that the president who made the deal won't be president in January. And Malcolm Turnbull had a golden opportunity when he spoke to Donald Trump last week. He was one of the first world leaders to speak to the president-elect. He didn't raise the deal. He said you don't discuss confidential matters with one administration, with a future administration. Well, I'm sure that it was not the time and the place to do it, but Malcolm Turnbull could have done it. If he was worried about the future of this deal, he could have said to Trump, now listen, I don't want to spring this on you straight away, but I've got a deal in place with Obama and I need you to honour it because I've just announced it to the Australian people. We're going to be working together for a long time. I need you to honour that deal. You can say if you like that it wasn't your deal, it was an Obama deal. You can wash your hands of it, but do me a favour and stay solid with me. I'm not suggesting it was the time nor the place to discuss such things, but having not had that discussion, Malcolm Turnbull surely can't feel confident that Donald Trump is going to honour Barack Obama's offer. When Donald Trump takes office in January, his first announcement will not be accepting a bunch of refugees that Australia rejected.
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.